Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dana Middleton is our guest, D-A-I-N-A, if you're spelling her out on Google and looking her up. Dana Middleton, D-A-I-N-A, Middleton.com is the website. The book is called Grace Meets Grit, How to Bring Out the Remarkable, Courageous Leader Within. Available wherever books are sold, Dana, right?
That's right.
So check it out. And congratulations again, Dana, on the book. We're talking about the things that ladies are facing right now in the marketplace, and guys too. You know, if I could give a gift to the guys, Dana, and I've said this for 20 years, I would give them I would deflate their ego just a little bit. And if I could give women anything, I would give them a little self-confidence, a little more self-confidence. Because men are more likely to fake it when they can't do it, and women are more likely to not do something because they didn't have the self-confidence, even though they were probably more than qualified. What do you think?
Well, I think women focus on confidence more than confidence. They believe that they focus on doing things better, that that's going to get them ahead. And we all know, based on looking around the world today, that confidence actually is leading the way, and that's mm-hmm. how people get rewarded, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so, so embracing power is really important for women, and that even maybe goes a step further than confidence, but they're obviously intrinsically linked. And for men, yes, confidence, especially when you mix it with testosterone, can sometimes cause really bad behaviors.
Right.
So, you know, it's very interesting.
Well, I know, you know, I also encourage, you know, men and women look for confidence in different ways. Men look, you know, I was telling one of my women experts one time, and she was a little surprised at me saying this. I said, no man ever went and bought a new suit to build confidence. But yet women do that all the time. And I was just showing her, talking to her about the difference in the way men and women think about building confidence. In other words, a woman, how she's dressed, how she looks, is a really important part of her confidence. And for a guy, he wants to look good. It's not that. It's just that having something new doesn't help him. He doesn't care about that. And I there's something in there. There's a lesson in there somewhere. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's probably lots of lessons in there. So there are a lot of cultural demands related to a woman's appearance that I don't even touch in my books that also probably have, is mixed up in that whole.
And has that been driven by men or by women, you think?
Probably both in culture. Yeah. So I think it's a lot more complicated than just a male-woman issue.
So there are unfair things, aren't there? I mean, there's no question that there are unfair things that are going on in the marketplace against women.
Sure.
But what you're saying is, let's focus on the things that we can do something about, right?
Yes, and actually, if we embrace those qualities, all the research shows that a more diverse team, having those different voices represented at your table or within your business, drives greater success. So we all win if we embrace these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've had women work for me who had some pretty strong opinions, but they didn't necessarily deliver the goods. And so I wasn't as interested in their opinions because they didn't deliver the goods. I've had other women work for me who delivered the goods, and I sought out their opinion. They didn't have to give me their opinion. I sought out their opinion. I think that's an important thing. You know, the competence. I just think competence is more valuable today than it used to be as far as getting the job, putting women's best foot forward.
You would think, but
you're saying
the world doesn't always speak that way.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? And in fact, what's interesting is there's some research that shows that the more confident a person is, the less competent they are. So perhaps that's what you're saying. However, we judge confidence to be, we deem it more than we do competence today for some reason. So I wish that that were the case.
Where should women start? What is the first thing that a woman should do if she wants to put her best foot forward today and in a man's world? What would you have her do?
Embrace the talents that she naturally brings to the table, because those innate relationship skills will be hugely successful from now and into the future. Don't underestimate those, even though they may not be what people are calling out as the key skills. They're definitely important skills. And I think this is why so many women are leaving and starting their own companies, frankly, is because that's how they can lean into the skills that they're comfortable with and embrace their own authentic approach to leadership.
Very interesting. Well, again, I'll say this again. Men have a little too much confidence sometimes. Women have less than they should have. And if I could do anything for women, I would encourage them to be more self-confident. They probably are justified in it. What do you think?
Sure, absolutely. I think spreading that confidence around is not a bad thing.
So, Dana, good job today. Will you come back? We got a lot more to talk about. You got a lot more to teach us.
I'd love to come back.
Yeah, we'll have you back again real soon. Dana Middleton, ladies and gentlemen. Give us DanaMiddleton.com, right?
It's
and the new
Thanks
book
so
is
much.
Called Grace Meets Grit. I encourage you to check it out. And guys, you're going to want to know what she's up to. This is books for you too. Dana Middleton, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.